In Turkey, this week's crisis over the election of a new president highlighted the clash between secularist and Islamist politicians. It's a confrontation that's being closely monitored by Turkish women. Some feel that they have a lot to lose if Islamist politicians get too much power in government. At the same time, more devout Turkish women say the secular state discriminates against them. NPR's Ivan Watson has more from Istanbul.
The rise of Islamist politicians appears to have frightened many urban, middle-class Turkish women. Women were the organizers and made up the majority of the participants in a recent secularist street demonstration in Istanbul, which was attended by nearly a million protesters. This university student named Nazan explains why she and her friends attended the rally.
My friends are afraid, I am afraid. The women around me are afraid. We don't want an Islamic president in Turkey.
Professor Nur Serter was one of the organizers of the rally. She is the leader of an organization devoted to the legacy of Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, the founder of the secular Turkish Republic and the general who launched the emancipation of Turkish women in 1925.
Women know very well that they will lose what they have been bestowed by Atatürk if an Islamic party continues to rule the country.
Serter claims Islam discriminates against women.
You can see many examples when you look at Islamic countries, when you look at Iran or Afghanistan. As you see there, you cannot say that women have any power or even represented in the society.
Serter distrusts Turkey's moderate Islamist prime minister, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. She points out that Erdogan's wife, Emine, wears an Islamic headscarf, which Serter calls a symbol of oppression.
Why? I have the same hair as the men do. Why is showing my hair is sin?
In Turkey, women are prohibited from wearing headscarves at universities and in government offices. Many conservative Turkish women call this a restriction of their religious freedoms. Hava Özcelik is one of the many women who wears a headscarf and long concealing coat while shopping in the market of a working-class Istanbul neighborhood. She's also a proud supporter of Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
I have religious beliefs, and this is a Muslim country. We want to live as a Muslim country. I'm not covering my head just because Recep Tayyip is a Muslim. I'm covering my head because I believe, living this way.
Despite the ban on headscarves, many young Turkish women continue to embrace Islamic dress, as was apparent at a recent Islamic women's fashion show in Istanbul. Cameras flashed as models strutted down the catwalk, dressed in headscarves and long flowing coats and dresses that covered everything but their hands, faces, and feet. Many of the fabrics displayed here were brightly colored and embroidered with sequins, as were the clothes of the young women sitting in the audience. This housewife, named Emine Ertuk, accompanied by her husband, came to the show dressed in a pink pastel headscarf, long skirt, and jeans jacket.
I don't wear pants. I try to dress up in an Islamic style, which does not reveal my body.
Predictably, Ertuk is a supporter of Erdogan, who has lobbied for easing the headscarf ban. She's also an admirer of the prime minister's wife.
She dresses beautifully, but just because she wears a headscarf, she isn't wanted in certain places. Why is it that if you show your hair, you can go anywhere, but if you cover up, you can't?
That's a question that has divided Turkish society for years. It's likely to be the subject of more heated debate as the country prepares for general elections this summer. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.